The Kieran Fox Breakfast Show on Magic 1548 with the best of the 60s, 70s and more.
And more being the operative word because we often welcome some very, very interesting guests on the show, and today by no means least we have Gemma Hindley. Good morning, Gemma.
Good morning.
How are you, lovely?
I'm fine, thank you.
It was so nice to meet you yesterday, actually. Really, because, I mean, just tell us about yourself, OK, because Ruth Watson did an appeal on the show. And indeed, it's sort of like we teamed up with a couple of other radio stations as well. It was a nationwide surge to be a hotel inspector's hotel inspector. And out of 2,000 entrants here in Liverpool, as I understand it, you got through. How does that feel?
I can't believe it. To be honest, I'm really, really excited and thrilled to have got the role, so it's a great opportunity for me.
I mean, meeting yourself yesterday, I got the impression exactly why she'd chosen you, because you're very good at what you do.
Just tell us
what you do. What is involved in being a hotel inspector?
Okay, well, I work for myself at the moment. I've got a couple of businesses in Liverpool, the Sandon and the Isle of Gladstone Conservatory in Anfield.
Yeah.
So I work in the hospitality industry. So I know what's important when you're being a hotel inspector, all the attention to detail, making sure that customers and your guests have an experience while they're with you. You know, you can have a lovely meal, you can enjoyed the surroundings, but people remember those little things like how the receptionist spoke to them or how the waitress was nice to them when they delivered them the cup of coffee. Those are the things that I think is really important.
The service industry is actually a very important industry in the economy, and you often get a situation where little touches are often forgotten, because at the end of the day, when you go to a hotel, you are experiencing a change in life and you're away from home, and so quite often what you want is, you may have travelled a great distance, etc. You want a friendly voice. You want somebody to smile at you. You want somebody to make you feel welcome, don't you? And it's not a question of being all a la and, all fur coat and no knickers, is it? I mean, it's important.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's nothing better than when you go somewhere and you might have a meal and the next day you go back down and they remember what drink you have.
Yeah.
And you tell people about those things, and that's the thing that helps businesses grow.
Do you think that so often is neglected?
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt, especially in larger chains.
Really?
Yeah, you find that that attention to detail is lost. So that's something with being an owner of my own business, that I instill that into all my staff to make sure that everybody remembers their name when they're leaving and remembers the experience.
Now, you own the Isle of Gladstone Conservatory, Stanley Park,
that's
okay?
Right, yes.
It's Anfield Road, okay? I often pass that way, in point of fact, and I've always said, you know, it's like the conservatories of old, you know, the big Victoriana kind of places.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, it's the best job in the world at the moment.
What's your job like then? What do you do there? And you know,
sure.
What hours can they come and stay? What goes on there?
Well, it's a restored Victorian conservatory,
yeah.
And it's very lucky, but it's now on two levels. So we've got the original conservatory,
yeah,
which is an events venue, and then downstairs we've got a public bistro that's open every day. So we serve fresh meals, and it's lovely, to be honest. I'm just sat in here now looking outside, and it's lovely and sunny, and people walking the dogs and children on the way to school, so it's really nice.
It is a singularly different experience having a conservatory, though, isn't it? Because you can sit outside. It might be perishing taters and Baltic outside, but it's nice and warm inside,
isn't
it?
We've definitely got the biggest conservatory in Liverpool, yeah.
How long have you been in hoteliership, then?
Well, I started when I was 18.
Yeah.
So, I'm just 32 this year, so I've been doing it for quite a while now. It's
Bless
really
you.
Interesting.
Fantastic. And what got you interested in it? What way do you think? Did you suddenly decide, do you know what, I'm going to be a hotelier?
I just like the service industry, to be honest. I couldn't think of anything worse than sitting behind a desk all day. I just like being out there, meeting people.
I have loved that as well.
Helping people.
I know that. I mean, I started off in the audiovisual trade, so I was in retail before I kicked off and did anything like this, and I just gradually drifted into it, you know, because, I mean, this is like a service industry just like yours. It's hospitality.
It's
treating people with respect and as equals and stuff, you know? Do you think that Ruth might have picked you because in some way you remind her of herself?
Oh, that would be nice, wouldn't it? I'd be delighted if that was the case.
Well, having interviewed her, you see, the reason I make that point is that, I mean, she's a self-made person. She started off the hard way. She went into business. She went into hoteliership. She then progressed to get her own hotels. And now she's a hotel inspector. And I see sort of like a carbon copy going on here.
Oh, definitely. Maybe when I'll get a little bit stricter as I get a little bit older, so...
Did you have to go through an interview process?
It was just on the telephone, to be honest. I sent off my CV and sent off a little bit of stuff about myself.
Mm.
And then they contacted me, and I couldn't believe it, to be honest. I thought, when I saw the advert, I just thought, I'll go for
That's
it.
That's for me.
Never thought anything about it again. And then when I received an email,
yeah.
I was really shocked. I was delighted, because I'm quite obsessed with hotels. I just love I love visiting them. So it's an ideal opportunity for me.
I do. Wherever I go, I mean, I there is a fascination with hotels for me. Maybe one of these days I'll do it myself, you know. But it is, you know, it's like it's like another world, isn't it? A hotel is like another world, isn't it? Within
a
world.
Oh, yeah. Well, my partner laughs at me, because every time we go, I have to read the manual in the room. I have to taste all the coffees. I have to taste all the.
Do you go on a busman's holiday, basically?
Oh, I love it. I love every part of it.
And do you ever sort of like criticise the places that you stay in? I mean, do they know that you know who you are and stuff?
I'm a frequent user of TripAdvisor. That's all right. I'm going to say.
Okay, all right then. Did you have to study to get into this role?
No, it's all been self-taught, to be honest, and learning from experience with some experienced people around me.
So you're a self-made managing director then?
Yes.
That's nice to do, isn't it? No. So what are you going to be doing in this job then for Ruth?
Well, I've got my first one tonight.
Yeah.
I'm going to the recently refurbished Preston Hotel, Marriott.
Right,
so
okay.
I'm going there with my partner and my little boy.
Yes.
Which is great.
Right.
I'm going to be experiencing everything that hopefully that the Marriott and Preston's got to offer me.
Fantastic. Okay, and what's your little boy's name?
Cameron,
lovely name. Do you reckon he would like to go into the hotel industry?
Well, he's very critical. He's only four, and he's starting to pick up on things already. He asked
really?
Me this morning if it was going to be a nice hotel. So, I think he's going to be worse than me, to be honest.
Oh, no, it's great, actually. If you can stand behind kids and sort of get them to do your bidding for you, and you can go, yes, he's right, yes. Absolutely, yes, you know, couldn't have put it better myself. All right, then, listen, a pleasure to talk to you. We wish you very, very well in your future career, okay? And also, it's nice to have had some small part in that as well, because, as I say, we publicised this, and you got in with the job, and away you go. But one thing I would like to ask you as well, we did a little bit of a stunt, okay, yesterday. Alex, my producer, she's not here today, she's studying, she's over at Hope University doing this media and journalism degree at the moment. But she comes in Tuesdays and Thursdays. But anyway, what I want to ask you, we serviced a room for you yesterday, we videoed it, it's going to go up on our website before much longer. Was it in any way, shape or form, up to your standard?
It was painful, to be honest, to experience the room after you'd cleaned it.
You are whipping my heart here.
You're very good on the radio, not very good in cleaning hotel bedrooms,
so I should go in my own pit of damnation, should I?
Yes.
It's a very singularly different position to put myself in my own pit of damnation. Listen, Gemma Hindley, a pleasure to talk to you this morning. We wish you every success in your career. Do come back and tell us how you're going on, all right?
I will do. Thank you very much.
Thank you, baby.
Bye now.
Bye.